This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, we are waking up to weak global cues. We saw US markets, they opened after Labor Day break and they did not do so well. In fact, that was the second day of losses that these markets saw. And the 10-year bond yield was at the highest level since mid-June. In fact, on Wednesday, Fed will give summary of current economic conditions, also known as the beige book. And that is something that kept US markets and the investors on the edge. We also have some global cues we'll be watching out for. For instance, ECB policy meet is scheduled this week. So any rate action is something which will impact European markets as well as have an impact on global markets as well. Asian markets, they are largely lower today after what's happened in the US markets and also ahead of a Chinese economic data. The SGX Nifty is indicating a downtick of 200 points and that has broken the support level of 17,500 on the Nifty as well. Dollar overnight surged to 110.24. That is after non-manufacturing PMI at 56.9 in August. This comes in versus 56.7 in the month of July. As far as our own markets are concerned, Nifty closed flat yesterday after a very volatile session. It was the mid-cap index that really outperformed, was up 0.5%. The advanced decline ratio was absolutely flat. FII's net bought 1,100 crore rupees in cash. DII's net bought 633 crore rupees in cash. And now, as I said, the support level for Nifty is at 17,500, but SGX Nifty is indicating that could be broken and resistance is above 17,750. Looks like it could be a tough day for the bulls. Let's see which way things go. Thank you so much for joining us into this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.